Bibles that I done told them, I said, I might preach 3 hours today. You can't never tell. We'll try the first 20 minutes out, and if it works real good, we'll do about six more helpings of it. Got your Bible? Let's open up to the book of 2 Kings chapter number 2. 2 Kings chapter number 2. And I really am. I mean it from the bottom of my... Boy, I've been looking forward to getting to the house of God and seeing what the Lord's going to do. And God just been reminding me again, I guess, lately, that every time we step foot inside His church, we ought to be expecting God to do something spectacular. And God's been reminding me of that. And I expect Him to do something like that this morning. God's already answered several very specific prayers for me. And so I thank the Lord for it. Got your Bible, 2 Kings chapter number 2. Very familiar passage of Scripture. I'm going to read there just a few verses. The Word of God says it like this. He says, and it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, and Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord God liveth, and as thy soul liveth, amen. He said, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha. He said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? He said, yes, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here. He said, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. He said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. Sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? He said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. I want you to notice these next five words. He said, and they too went on. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you. God, I pray tonight, and Lord, that you'd help us to preach with unction and anointing on the Word of God. I pray, Father, that you'd help us to have good liberty today. God, I pray that you'd fix my heart and my mind on the Lord Jesus. I pray, God, to keep us locked into what you'd have us to say. Father, I pray tonight that, God, that if things are rough spot, I pray, God, if somebody tried to throw the brakes on it, I pray, God, that you just help us. It'll be like old Jeremiah. Our Lord said, our face is adamant and stone. God, I pray that you'd help us just to say what you'd have us to say, nothing else. And Lord, I do want to go on record as saying thank you for taking my place. What a Savior today. And Lord, I'd ask you to help me now. And Lord, you know we need it. In Christ's name I do pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I'm interested primarily in that last, the last part of that verse, but I want to say this. If you're around here very much, or you're around me very much, hey, so one thing you'll find is as I go through the Old Testament, I love the New Testament. I think that's where we ought to be. But boy, what a blessing it is when you're in the Old Testament and you're reading about somebody or you're reading about something, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost gets to letting you know how that is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not nothing like being in the old Bible and going down through there reading and the Lord saying, hey, you getting on chapter 2 and you saying, hey, man, that's about the Lord, amen. And then you get to chapter 3 and you say, man, that's about the Lord. And you turn to chapter 4 and you say, what about that? That's about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad wherever you open your Bible up and every place that you look at it, you'll find this Bible is dripping with the Lord Jesus Christ off of every page, amen. I want you to notice is. And we come to this page, and you've heard us. I preached on this a little bit before, but with the help of the Lord, I'm going to preach a little deeper today. You find in chapter number 2 that there's two characters here. One of them is Elijah, and the old Elijah, the old Tishbite. I mean, thank God, amen. His name even makes me happy, amen. How many know Elijah just showed up out of nowhere? I stepped onto the scene. I started praying, and there's a drought. I got the attention of kings. I got up on the mountain and prayed down fire. While he's on the mountain, prayed down rain. Boy, that's a special man, amen. But then I want you to understand, he was a representative, a forerunner, if you will. We find the Bible says that he was that messenger that would go prepare the way. He was a type of John the Baptist, amen. Hey, you remember when John the Baptist came and the disciples said, why do they say that John the Baptist or that Elijah will come? And he said, if you'll have it, he's already here, amen. And so we find that if Elijah is John the Baptist and Elisha is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to prove this to you, a picture, if you will, just a little portrait, just a little glimpse. Let me say it to you like this. My friend, we know they're the same in the fact that they both got blessed with the Spirit in the same place. And whenever they're on the other side of Jordan, that's when Elisha got filled up with the Holy Ghost. And you remember on the other side of the Jordan in John chapter number 1, and right after he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, that's where the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized, and the Spirit of God came on his outward ministry, amen. I thought about this. They're not just the same in the Spirit, but they're the same in their supporters. You find both of them had big crowds, and despite having big crowds, both of them had a covetous, a wicked servant, amen. You find that Elisha had a fella by the name of Gehazi, and Gehazi there was a man who desired greatly and had the Babylonian goods of Naaman. And we find in John 12:6 that the Bible teaches us that Judas Iscariot cared not for the poor because he was a thief. Amen. And so they're the same. I thought about this. They're even the same in the supernatural. That's pretty something. And Elijah, or Elisha rather, had the Lord Jesus Christ do a lot of the same miracles. We find their first miracle, that's the miracle of water. We find they both fed the hungry. They both healed the sick. They both raised the dead. I'll tell you one thing that makes me real happy that they both did, is that they both raised items up that ought to have sank down. Amen. And you find over there that things that iron head goes to the bottom. And Elisha stepped out there and cast a stick in. And the Bible didn't just say the iron floated. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm happy whether you are or not. Amen. I'm telling you, the iron didn't just float. And the Bible said the iron did swim. And I like it. You come over there and you find, you say, brother, and you say, listen, iron's supposed to sink. I know it. Amen. But by the help of Elisha, and the iron did swim. Let me say this to you. You know what else should sink? A rock should sink down. Amen. And so you find a little fella named Peter. That comes from the word Petra. He's a little stone. He's a little rock. And he gets out on the water. And while he gets out on the water, he starts sinking down. But he cries out and he says, Lord, save me. And you know what the Lord did? He let a rock float to the top. Amen. I'm saying this. They're the same. Amen. You find they're also the same. And that their last miracle was the resurrection of the dead. Amen. I mean, Elisha's bones cast into the place. After a war, they lowered down a young man who was dead. And honey, it said whenever he touched Elisha's bones, that he was revived. Time, life came back in him. I want to go on record and say it. Thank God the greatest miracle that the Lord Jesus Christ ever did was not just when he raised himself, but when he raised all of us. I say amen and amen. But I want you to notice this. And this is the message I like to preach on today. They're also the same in their separation. I find that on 4 different occasions. In chapter number 2, Elijah looks over at Elisha and he says, I don't want you to go with me. It's time to tarry here. It's time to turn back. And ever every single time. Hey, listen, Elisha looks at him and he says the same thing. He said, as the Lord God liveth, and he said, and as thy soul liveth, he said, I will not leave thee. Amen. Hey, let me go on record of saying this. And what you find right here in this passage is in all these places that they was about to go to, Elijah was trying to do his best and to talk him out of going with it. But Elisha said, I'm going to tell you three things. Amen. He said, as long as he's alive, as long as you're alive, and as long as I'm alive, I'm going where you're going. Amen. And let me tell you the same thing today. Where I stand at right now, I thank the living Lamb of God. And as long as he's alive, as long as I'm alive, as long as Christ's alive, hey, listen, he's made me a promise. He'd never leave me, nor forsake me. I mean, what a blessing today to know by the good grace of God. Hey, listen, friend, that he made us a promise. It's not speculative. It's not just sort of around the edge of water. But God made us a rock solid promise. He said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." Amen. Let me say this to you. The Bible says the last five words. He said, and the two went on. I want to preach on where the two might go. Watch what your Bible says first of all. He said, it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah unto heaven, and Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. What a blessed place. He said this. He said, tarry here, verse 2. And he said, as the Lord God, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. I want to preach on this thought. I'm glad he'll not leave you when you're going into the laboringest place that you've ever been in your life. Hey, now listen, friend, I want to give this. I might preach to Joe Burns for a minute and some of our other preachers, all right? You know what's a good blessing about serving the Lord and why more people don't serve it? It's because they don't know if God's really going to help them when it comes time to serve it. But I've got good news for you. That said, and the two went on. Amen. Hey, you know what that means? Thank God. That means over there, oh, Elijah's saying, I'm telling you what, I'm getting ready to go into a laboring place. It'd be a good time for you just to stay back. But Elisha says, oh no. He said, I believe I'll just go with you. Amen. I want to go on. Listen, every time somebody gets called to preach, the Lord takes me back. September 25th, 1999, I remember standing up in the pulpit. Ours wasn't attached either. And Brother Jones, I just shake that thing. I was so nervous. I just grabbed a hold of it. I closed my eyes and just shook it. And I thought, oh God, I preached that first message. And I thought, now what? And now what's going to happen? And for the next time, when it came time to preach, Lisa, I thought, Lord, I don't know if you're going to help me or not, but I sure need you to help me. And you know what I found out? Thank God he helped me. Amen. Sometimes I like to come out of the gate preaching, but I'm going to tell you, sometimes the fellow just has to say it and just wait on God. But I'll promise you one thing. God's never called one person that he ain't helped them do what he's called them to do. Amen. Not one. Amen. Hey, you know that word Gilgal? It comes back from the book of Joshua. Whenever they've done wandering and it's time to start warring. Amen. Hey, got there in that place where they piled up 12 memorial stones and they said, hey, we're going to call this place Gilgal. This is where he's going to roll away the reproach from us. Hey, you know what's on the other side of that, Davis? And they stood Jericho, that big walled city. They said, we're going to have fights to fight, and we don't know where we're going to fight them, and don't know how we're going to do them. And you know what God said? And don't worry about that. And don't worry about all that. And just keep minding the Lord, and I'll be with you. Amen. And you say, well, how you want me to fight Jericho? I'll tell you what he said, do. And just march around it. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Thank God. Hey, now listen, everybody in here may not shout. Hey, you may not know all the scripture, but it's a blessing that all the way from one at the 100. We can all just march around and just be faithful and know that the Lord will help us. Amen. Hey, something about getting rid of labor. Hey, these folks, if they get ready and they think, well, I'll tell you the dangerous spot is when you start laboring on your own. Amen. Hey, you start trying to think you can do it and without the help of the Lord. I've told this before. I'll tell it again today. I'll tell on myself. All right. Hey, boy, I was a young preacher at just about 18 years old, and the Lord was helping me for a time. And then all of a sudden, hey, it's a church. It was Black Creek Baptist Church. I'll tell you where it was at Black Creek Baptist Church. Hey, called me and they said, come on over. And the boy, Brother Sam, I'd got puffed up. That's why you don't ordain a novice. That's to be puffed up with pride and fall into the snare of the devil. And so I got puffed up. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to get out there. And I'm going to preach. And thank God folks going to get right. And we're going to shout. And Bobby, we're going to have the time of our life. And I mean, that's what I thought would happen. And instead, what happened was this. I opened up my Bible and my mind went as white as that hanky right there. I couldn't think of a word. I couldn't think of a message. I couldn't think of nothing that I thought about. I couldn't think of nothing. And all of a sudden I thought, well, I guess I'll just preach on John 3:16. At least I know what that is. And Brother Jerry, the Lord just helps me. I'm going to tell you the truth best I can. I don't know what happened to John 3:16. I found John 3:15. I found John 3:17. At John 3:16, was nowhere inside of my Bible. And the Holy Ghost of God dealt my heart. Had said, time to sit down. And I shut my Bible and I sat down. And all of a sudden, a man of God got up right behind me. And he got to preaching on trying to do things and without the Lord. Amen. I thought, well, they ain't no sense in everybody having to listen to that message. Hey, you might as well just call my name. Amen. I'm saying this, thank God. I'm glad. Hey, friend, when we're relying on the Lord, and the Lord will help us. Amen. Oh, listen. You want to listen? I know about it. If you want to sing, thank God. I tell you how you do it. How you get in a place where you pray and you ask God to help you. Amen. If you're going to testify, if you're going to testify for God, I'll tell you what you ought to do. Hey, you ought to get along with God and just say, God, I want you to help me. Amen. And everywhere, now listen to me, friend. Everywhere you get in that place, everywhere you say, God, I don't want it to be me, but I want it to be you. Amen. And now all of a sudden, you're giving him a reason to help you. Amen. And so the two went on. Thank God. I've been through some churches, amen. I wish every time we shout her out. I wish every time they sometimes that I could fill up not my cup, but everybody else's too, amen. And they sometimes it's, hey, listen, it's out of season. And you say, preacher, I wish it was always shouting out. I do too, but it's not always going to be that way, amen. If it was, he wouldn't have said, preach the word in season and out of season. But I thank God, whether it's in or out, I'm glad the two still goes on, amen. And when I showed up today, the two came in. And when I leave in just a minute, the two's going to go out. And thank God, listen, at 6 o'clock, if the Lord will help us, I'm going to come back and I'm going to worship him all over again. Amen. I want you to watch what your Bible said. First place they went was to Gilgal. That's a laboring place. But then I want you to notice the second thing they went. The Bible said they went down to Bethel. He said, as the Lord lived, and verse number 2, at the end of the last 6 words. So they went down to Bethel. And he said, listen, verse number 4, I just said to Elisha, tarry here. He said, I pray the Lord has sent me to Jericho. He says, Lord, if thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And so first you find that they're in Gilgal. That's a laboring place. And listen, then they go down to Bethel. Hey, I'm glad he didn't leave us in Bethel. Amen. Hey, you know what Bethel means? And Beth literally means house, and El means God. It literally means the house of God. Aren't you glad? Thank God. And God made us a promise that he would not leave us in this place. Amen. I mean, the Bible says it like this. In Matthew chapter number 18, verse 22, I think it is. He said, where two or three be gathered together in my name. He said, there am I in the midst. And you said, preacher, I'd like for him to get in the midst more often. How many of you would like that to happen? Let's all raise our hands right there. I know that there's got to be more than 10 of us. Amen. That won't say it. Thank God. I'm going to back that up. And I'm going to run it by you again. How many of you thank God. I'd really like the Lord to show up in a big way a whole lot of times. Yeah. All right. Thank God I got good news. Had good news. Good news. I know how it can happen. Amen. Amen. Thank God y'all ready for it. Hey, let's look in your Bible. Psalms 22. Let me just read this to you real quick and then I'll move on. That's Psalms chapter 22. You're on the hook. Everybody raised their hand for the most part. And thank God, listen, here's what the scripture said in Psalms chapter 22. I had to find it and have it marked. How about the Bible says it like this? In Psalm 22, verse 3, he said, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Amen. Hey, you say, "Brother, I'd like to have him more often." I'll tell you what'll help us. Amen. We get to praise anymore. He's made us a promise. He'd inhabit the praises of his people. Amen. I don't know where you stand at. You say, "Boy, I wish I ain't felt the Lord in a long time." When's the last time you praised him? Hey, hey, hey. It's preaching time now. Amen. How many, when's the last time that you just stopped down? You say, "Brother Kevin, I ain't been feeling God. I've been praying and complaining. I know it, but have you done much praising?" I'll tell you this, you get to praising him. How many, just get to going down through there? I'll get in that in just a minute. How about you get to going down through there like they did in Joshua chapter 11? I ain't even got time to get over there. How about in Joshua chapter 11? You know what Joshua did? He got to recounting every king the Lord helped him whoop. And he went down through there. He said, "The king of Jericho, one. The king of Ai, one. The king of Gibeah, one." Amen. And he got all the way down there till he said, 31 kings in all. He said, "I fought 31 battles. And Lord, you won every one of them." Amen. I'm saying this. Hey, listen. We've got no right to look back at God and say, "I don't know why you're not visiting us." And when we refuse him and I give him the glory and honor he deserves. Amen. And so the two went on. I got thinking about some things. I'm glad he's here. Hey, listen. If the Lord don't show up in church, there's nobody getting redeemed. That's why everybody went over to signing cards and why they're repeating after me. You don't have to repeat after me whenever he's there. Amen. Hey, nobody has to sign a card on earth when he's writing down names in heaven. Amen. He doesn't need any of that stuff, thank God. But what we've done is we just sort of ask him to leave, thank God. And then whenever he's left, we was left to our own devices. And so instead of crying out to God and to get him to come back, and we just let him go. Listen, nobody's getting redeemed. Nobody's getting revived. Nobody's getting restored. Nobody's getting reassured. If the Lord don't show up, nothing's going to happen. Nothing eternal. Y'all listen to me. Only person can do eternal things is an eternal God. We can do temporary things, but that's all we can do. Amen. But God shows up. And boy, whenever the Lord shows up, hey, thank God, here's what he said. He said, "As thy soul liveth." He says, "The Lord liveth, thy soul liveth." He said, "I'm not going to leave you." And I thank God when we come to the house of God. Hey, listen, whether you're right with God or not, don't make no difference. If I want to meet with the Lord, I'm glad the Lord will do it on an individual basis. It's good when he does it on a corporate basis. When he meets with all of us. Boy, I like that. Don't y'all like that? I'm going to tell you this, if he don't meet with all of us, he can still meet with some of us. Thank God. Listen. I'm glad we come to the house of God. We can meet with the Lord whether anybody around us wants to or not. You can meet with the Lord whether your family wants to or not. Amen. Let me move on here. Watch what your Bible says. We find that labor in his place. Then we find that they went to that loveliest place in Bethel. But I want you to watch where they go to next. They go down to Jericho. Boy, I got thinking about this. The Lord got to helping me. I thought, thank God, I'm glad the Lord won't leave you when you get to your lowest place. You know, Jericho's the lowest place on the earth. 846 feet below sea level. There's not another place lower than it on the earth. And when they get ready to go down to the earth, the lowest part of the whole earth, what happens? They look over there and he says, "Hey, I wish you wouldn't leave me now. Hey, it's been some places I've been pretty low, and I think, Lord, I'll tell you what, whenever you get in some of them places, you're about ashamed for God to find you in some of them. I wish you'd help me right there." Amen. But I sure am glad. Hey, Aren't you thankful that when you got to the lowest place that you ever got in your life, and even not there, there's a promise made that he'll not leave you nor forsake you. Amen. You ever gotten some of them low places? I guess everybody here is on high places. Walking in high cotton, thank God. Oh boy, it's good. I'm feeling pretty good right now, honestly. It's real good in my soul when I get down in a low place. That the Lord's made me a promise. I'll not leave. I get in some low places from time to time. Some of them I fall into, some of them I walk into, some of them I put my own self into. Amen. Yeah, man, thank God. Some of them, hey, I can be in a high place and get to talking to myself and end up in a low place before very long. I got thinking about some folks in the Bible that's in low places. Low places. You ain't never probably been as depressed as Elijah was. Pretty low place. You know, listen to me. I'll tell you what the Lord gave me this week. This makes me, I probably ought to hold it for a happier time. I'm going to preach it anyway. You know what, Brother Matt, the Lord just put in my heart this week, and I was studying about Elijah. He's down there. You remember in 1 Kings 19, he's worried about Jezebel. Hey, listen, she sent word, I'm going to take your life. Yep. And he took off running. Y'all remember that? Yep. Now, when everybody watch me, watch this right here. Y'all watching? Y'all listening real good? You know the one thing he was scared of was one thing never was going to happen to him? Is that right or not right? Amen. He's scared to death. He's going to die. And look here. Didn't die. Amen. Caught up. Now he's going to. That's a whole other story. We hit a snag right there. Obviously, I'm going to have to preach on tribulation at some point in time. He will. Hey, but listen, thank God I got thinking about it. Isn't it something that whenever he's down and depressed and he felt like everything was over, God came and met with him. The lowest place of his life. Listen, I got even better news than that. Listen to him. Y'all listen.
Yeah.
He ain't even done with his ministry yet.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. He's coming back to this earth.
Amen.
And when he comes back, he's going to come back as a preacher. You're going to have Moses on one side.
Amen.
Elijah on the other side.
Yep.
I might go ahead and preach on tribulation anyway. And they're going to shell the corn. They're going to be a witness to the whole earth.
That's right.
And then they're going to behead them. Amen. For the glory of God. And you know what's going to happen? Everybody's going to watch it. And they're going to watch their bodies. And then the Lord's going to bring them up into heaven anyhow. Amen. It's something whenever you're down in a depressed place. You ain't never been so depressed that God has left you. Get in some places where you feel like he has. But you ain't never been so out of joy that God's not still with you. Y'all listen to me? You ain't never had so many doubts. That's a pretty low place to be is when you're doubting. Nobody in here's ever doubted anything, I guess. Everybody's always been lock, stock, and barrel, sure. But oh, listen, all I know is there's nobody greater than John. And John got in a pretty low place. And the Lord could have left him. But he didn't.
Amen.
He said, I'll tell you what. He said, go tell John the things which you've both seen and heard. Get sometimes and down. You ever been in a spot where you've just been completely disobedient? Look at me. That's a low spot to be in. You're disobedient to God. And now all of a sudden it feels like God's 10,000 miles away. Don't look here. Don't act like that ain't real. That's real. And you can go from being this close to the Lord to feel like it's that far away just like that.
Yeah.
You say, what do you do then? Well, I can tell you what Jonah did. He looked back in chapter number 3, it said, and the word of the Lord came into Jonah again the second time. You know what that tells me? He didn't leave him. What about when you're so, listen, let me move on. What about when you're so dejected with yourself because you failed the Lord so bad? Anybody in here ever failed the Lord? Let me ask a different way. Anybody in here not? The only grunt you heard may be the only person in this whole building that's not. That came from Tough. But the rest of us probably failed the Lord. Now listen, I'm going to tell this. When all of those things come together, whenever it's because you're disobedient, because of dejection, because of depression, because of defeat, and they all come together for this perfect storm, I got good news. And the two went on. And they went on anyway. Watch this, and I'm done. Y'all, listen to me. I wanted to preach 3 hours. Y'all didn't want me to. Here's what the Bible said, verse number 6. Elijah said unto him, "Tarry, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan." Jordan. You know what? That's the loneliest place you'll ever go. Jordan's a type of death in the Bible. Brother Keith, you know what? Listen, all of his disciples, all of Elijah's and all of Elisha's disciples, they went with them as far as they could. And they got with them over here and they got on the side of the shore and they had knowledge of what was going to happen. They said, "Hey, you know he's about to leave." Elisha says, "Yeah, I know it. Hold your peace." And they went right up to the shore as far as they was going to get. But the Bible says, and the two went on.
Amen.
And the two went on.
Amen.
And the two went on. They some places you can't go with me to. But the two gonna go on. I'm preaching to myself, about to make myself happy. What a blessing it is. I got to thinking of all the people who found out and the two went on. Luke 16. And the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. That's a good, ain't it? That's good, Chase. But listen, I ain't looking to go to Abraham's bosom. You can go to Abraham's bosom if you want to. That's not where I'm going. You know what's a better picture of what will happen to you and I? You find it in Acts chapter 7. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen standing in that place. Everybody standing around him. Stones is falling on him. He looks up into heaven and he says, "Lord, receive my spirit into thy hands."
Yeah.
Bowed his head and gave up the ghost.
Amen.
That was it. Just like that. Amen. The Lord was standing where he was standing at. And I'm thanking God, listen, the angels can do whatever they can do, but I'm glad the Bible's very clear for you and I. Be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
You say, what's happening? It's going to come some time to die. And whenever that time comes, we can pray with you on this side.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm glad there's one that'll get us where we're standing on this side.
Yeah.
I hope we get to have a conversation like this, Clark. Now, this is extra biblical. This is a Kevinism. Do with it whatever you want to. But I'll tell you what I hope happens. I hope whenever we get in that place, and boy, about the time he gets a hold of your hand, they said, "You're getting ready to face something, but don't worry about it. I've already took the sting away. We're just going to walk right through it."
Yeah.
And if you want to, you can shake your fist at it while we walk through it. Because I've already raised up victorious over death, hell, and the grave.
Yeah,
say, praise God, what's going to happen next? So I'm going to do what I said I would in John 14. Say, I made you a promise. If I go away, I will come again, receive you unto myself. That's where I am, there you will be also.
Oh, yeah.
And one of these days, Fred, I'm going to say, and I'm going to fight my last labor. And I'm going to go through my last low point. And I'm going to go through my last church service, the last lovely place I'll ever be. And when I get to the loneliest place I ever am, you come up here and there's just a shell of a tabernacle left. You know what you can say? And the two went on. Amen. It'll be like, oh, Enoch, thank God, just one day was walking with the Lord and the next day I was not. Amen. I thank God for it. Let's stand to our feet. I've gave you my heart. I gave what felt like the Lord had for us. Maybe you're in that spot and you feel like the Lord's left you. Good news. Good news. Come play something, Melissa, whichever one of them is going to sing, Donnie, Joshua. I don't know where you're at, but I do know this. In a type and a shadow, Brother Kim, whatever's in a type and a shadow is better when the real thing gets there. Hey, Brother Stephen, I don't walk around. Listen, you got Deanna sitting next to you. You ain't running around saying, "Everybody look at my wife," and showing a picture. No, you got her right there. Said, "This is her. She's better than a picture." My wife's better than a picture. Your spouse is better than a picture. And for whatever we have in the Old Testament that looks good, when he actually showed up, it's better. Now, if he made us a picture in this passage about how he'd never leave us, and he never did, think about how much better it is right now. That there's a God in heaven that wherever you're at has made you a promise he'll never leave you. I don't know your heart. As they sing something,